The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions. Hello, I am Rabbi Matt Schneeweiss, and this is the Stoic Jew podcast, where we explore the relationship between Judaism and Stoicism. Today, we will be reading from Seneca's letter number 123, which we've been reading for the last 3 days. Yesterday, we talked about the topic of comparing oneself to others and being seduced by convention, and how that interferes with our happiness, both in terms of our material possessions and then also in terms of our true goods, our progress in learning and in Avodas Hashem, serving God, and in our lives. So for an elaboration of the problem, you have to listen to yesterday's episode. Today is going to be focusing on the remedy, on the solution. And the solution, if you really feel the problem from yesterday, then I'm sure you will be craving a solution like I am. And let me say that, I don't know if everyone's going to be so happy with the Seneca solution here, but I do think it's something that the Torah endorses. So let's read what he has to say. So immediately after talking about how we are seduced by these things that other people have, and by these examples of what they, what everyone else is doing, Seneca says, "With all such people, you should avoid associating. These are the people who pass on vices, transmitting them from one to another. Sorry, from one character to another. One used to think that the type of person who spreads tales was as bad as any, but there are persons who spread vices. And association with them does a lot of damage. For even if its success is not immediate, it leaves a seed in the mind. And even after we've said goodbye to them, the evil follows us to rear its head at some time or other in the future. In the same way as people who have been to a concert carry about with them the melody and haunting qualities of the pieces they've just heard, interfering with their thinking and preventing them from concentrating on anything serious, so the talk of snobs and parasites sticks in our ears long after we've heard it. And it's far from easy to eradicate these haunting notes from the memory. They stay with us, lasting on and on, coming back to us every so often. This is why we must shut our ears against mischievous talk as soon as it starts, too. Once such talk has made its entry and been allowed inside, it becomes a good deal bolder." Okay, so his answer essentially is, if you want to avoid being seduced by the conventions of other people, then stop hanging around those other people. Okay, now, I obviously we have to mitigate this a little bit. In other words, we mentioned last time that we're in a world of, where advertising is ubiquitous. We interact with friends who, and we might see their fancy cars or their beautiful homes or their families or whatever and become envious of them. He's not saying, like, avoid all people, right? But what he's saying is these people who are particularly, I guess, I don't want to use the word aggressive because that's the wrong connotation. Forward, I guess, in flaunting their possessions in ways that make you self-conscious or jealous or prone to comparing yourself to them. Avoid those people or avoid being exposed to those aspects of those people. Not necessarily avoid them, entirely. Let me actually, before I elaborate on this, I just want to actually frame this in where the Torah acknowledges this. So the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah in Sefer Hamada Hilchos Deos, the Laws of Character Traits, the first halacha in the sixth chapter writes, "Derech b'riaso shel adam lihios nimshach b'deosav uv'ma'asav achar re'av v'chaverav." A man by nature is drawn after the character traits and actions of his associates and friends. V'nohig b'minhag anshe medinaso, and behaves like the members of his society. Lefikach, therefore, tzarech adam lehischaber latzadikim v'leishiv etel hachachamim tamid, kedei sheyilman mima'aseihem. Therefore, a person must befriend tzadikim, righteous people, and sit with chachamim, with the wise, in order to learn from their actions. V'yisrachik min harashaim haholchim b'choshech, and one must distance oneself from the wicked who walk in darkness. Kadesh lo yilmon mimaseim, so that he should not learn from their actions. Hu sheshlomo omer, this is what King Solomon said, holech es chachamim yechkam v'roek silim yeroa. One who walks with the wise will become wise, but one who befriends fools will become broken. The omer, and he says, And this is actually David Melch, King David. Ashrei ha'ish asher lo halach ba'atzas rishayim v'gomer. Praiseworthy or happy is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, etc. So this is a this is a fundamental of human psychology, is that we are heavily, heavily influenced by the people around us. Some people even want to go so far as to say that this is Aristotle's second definition of man. His first definition being man is a rational animal, and the second one being that he's a social animal. I guess leave that for later discussion about whether that's a definition or just a feature. But the reality is that we're affected by the people around us and by their values. And therefore the best we can do, you can't, or at least nowadays, we can't really just like escape society entirely. So the best thing you can do is surround yourself by chachamim and tzaddikim, by the wise and by the righteous. And the Rambam says in order to learn from their actions, but it's not just to learn from their actions. It is to learn from their value system, which is not a relative value system. I mentioned yesterday, and I didn't mean to sound like I was bragging, when I said that I've heard that it's a problem with social media, that people don't like social media because people only put forward their best, versions of them, images of their own lives. I didn't mean to brag. And when I said I'm not familiar with that problem on a personal level, I'm certainly not bragging about myself. And I'm not even bragging about, I didn't intend to brag about my friends. I guess it does have to do with the quality of my friends and the way they use social media. But I just find that if you hang around people who don't do that, then there's nothing inherently bad about social media. To the contrary, I mean, I have friends, who are interested in personal development and in chachma, in wisdom and in ideas and in learning, the same way I am. And they're not operating in a relative value system. And therefore, when I'm hanging around them in person or when I'm looking at, I'm spending time on social media with them, I just don't get exposed to a high degree of these types of petty comparisons. And again, I'm not saying this to to say that like that somehow makes me better. I'm saying that by removing myself from the stimulus, from the unhealthy stimulus of being bombarded with all these images, then I am not prone to feeling like I'm lacking something just because other people have it. I mean, things would be very different if I were constantly bombarded with people posting images of glamorous lifestyles that they're living. But instead, people are talking about ideas and personal struggles. And so I think that is the given what the Rambam said, given what Seneca said, that's really the best that we can do. And again, it's very hard because these things are all around us. And you can't escape them entirely. Like, let's say the example I gave yesterday, that in high school or in yeshiva, I've seen people struggle by comparing themselves to their peers. What are you going to do? Not go to shir? I mean, drop out of high school. Like, there will always be people who are better than you in any area that you care about. And most circumstances will warrant that you associate with them, in the course of working on that area. But I guess that's why I'm putting the emphasis on as long as you are around people who, as long as you attach yourself to people who are also trying to break free from this relative value system, then the both of you can kind of help each other, or the all of you can help each other to not get bogged down in these types of competitive comparisons. And again, the reason why I said that you might be disappointed by this answer is that, unless you are blessed to have access to such people in your life, then what basically the Rambam and Seneca are saying is that basically you're doomed. Like you really do need to change the people who you associate with in order to create an environment that's most conducive to your growth in this area. So hopefully we all have people who are on some, towards this end of that spectrum of between the relative value system and the true good, or trying to escape from the relative value system. But I'd say like align yourself with those people, spend more time with them, discuss these issues, and try to remove the stimulus the unhealthy types of stimulus. I mean, I am in favor, as much as I like using my own social media for my own purposes, I totally support the people who feel like they need to get off of social media because they're being constantly exposed to things that make them unhappy by reinforcing this relative value system. So if that's what it takes, then that's what it takes. You have to do, sur me rav ase tov, turn away from the bad and pursue the good. It's just much harder when it comes to crafting our social environment, which feels like it's not in our control, but there is always something that you can do to be moving towards a healthy social circle and away from an unhealthy one. That is it for today's episode. Tomorrow, I guess I was scheduled to do a Q&A, but I kind of want to read one more paragraph in this letter because he makes another point and I don't want it to wait for next week. So I guess we'll defer a Q&A this week. If you've gained from what you've learned here today and would like to support my production of even more Torah content, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeweis. Link is in the description. Thank you to my listeners for listening, and thank you to my patrons for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.